Good morning, St. John's Church. It's greetings to you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may His grace and may the peace of the Holy Spirit fill you with a sense of joy as we worship this morning. Instead of trying to answer a bunch of questions after the service, I do wear a robe when we are serving communion, but my white robe is so dirty I can't clean it and wear it anymore, so I've gone to the black and the white stole, in case you wondered. Maybe five of you did, but now you all know. So that's the reality on this World Communion Sunday. So as we celebrate communion, we gather with Christians around the world to remember our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple of announcements. The Unclouded Day Vocal and Instrumental Ensemble will be doing both services next Sunday here in the sanctuary with a fellowship hour at 9 a.m. in between. And then community meals. We have the community meals still here at St. John's every Tuesday evening. We could use one or two more people to help change tables and chairs from community meal to tables and chairs for Logos. You can come at 5 and eat in fellowship, or you could just come around 6 o'clock. That's about what time we make that switch. So if you have 15 minutes, there's always other people there to help, but we need somebody to take that over, please. So be aware of that and just show up and talk to me from there. I don't know how well you noticed the two figures dressed up, boy and girl, out in the narthex about the announcement Nancy shared last Sunday about the alternative gift market for Kajado Children's Home. You can read about that in the bulletin, and so that's going on all month long. But this is also the month of October. The mission of month is Operation Christmas Child, so you can read about that in your bulletin as well. And here is a short video about OCC. Next time you have an Amazon package dropped at your door, think about how all those boxes get around the world, all those different types of delivery transportation. Samaritan's Purse organizes and does the Operation Christian Child boxes, and most important within those boxes is the gospel tract that you saw them using in a couple of those settings. Samaritan's Purse is also an organization that you can give to if you are interested in hurricane relief. You can go directly to the Samaritan's Purse, or you can do that through the church. And I have now had three contacts from relief agencies that we'll be following up for what we can do for those down south affected by the hurricane. So keep them in your prayers, and now let us begin our morning worship as we listen to our call to worship, or share in our call to worship.
Psalm 42 and John 4. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And Jesus said, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. We invite you to join with us as we sing As the Deer and allow your thirst for God to be quenched, allowing him to fill your soul with living water as we enter into our time of worship.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. Spirit healed. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
Hear this reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, Romans 15, verses 4 through 7. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we gather, we connect in to glorify you, to bring praise to you, O God, our Father in heaven. We thank you for the blessing of knowing you through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we pray that our time of worship would bring us endurance and encouragement and praise and glory to you. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.
Good morning, everyone. So thank you, God, for giving us your guiding words to help us, to help remind us that we are loved so very, very much. And you are always there when we fall to pick us right back up. And then please stand as you are able to join us in singing The Father's House, followed by Ancient Words.
Is a canvas for your strength. My story is
I invite children to come forward to the steps for the children's message. Good morning. Good to see you all up front. Thanks for coming up here to join me. Someone was concerned about the bells, and I told them, you guys wouldn't bother the bells whatsoever. That's how much trust I have in you. But besides the bells, that are kind of unusual, don't see them too often, what do you see here in a sanctuary? Can you say, what are some of the things you see? Lainey? You see people? The picture of Jesus over the back doors? Richard, Spies, the light over the picture of Jesus at the back door is out once again, I noticed this morning. Sorry. I forgot to write that down. Thank you for saying that. No. What? The TV. You see anything else? Pews. Look that way. What do you see? Candles. Plates. Trays. What's that big white book called?
The Bible.
The Bible. So there are many things in the sanctuary we see. And in our looking at Hebrews chapter 2 today, there's a very short phrase in there that says, but we see Jesus. We see Jesus. Where do you see Jesus in the sanctuary?
Picture.
The picture. Eric, think. Besides the picture of Jesus, and that was excellent, where do you see Jesus?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. What does he look like?
Nothing.
He's just air. He's an angel. Where do we see, do you see Jesus? If you, on the windows, there might be some pictures. Allie? In heaven. We see Jesus not with our physical eyes like we see everything else. We see Jesus with the eyes of faith, the eyes of our heart. And you're right. Jesus is everywhere. And the air represents the Holy Spirit. Jesus, as we know him through the words of the Bible, he's everywhere as we believe in him. And we see Jesus. Now, if we have Jesus in our heart, and we go out and we interact, we talk with others, we play with others, we act with others, they're going to be able to see Jesus through us. We see Jesus in many different ways because Jesus is God's Son and he's with us always. So this week, I want you to think about seeing Jesus. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of these children. And we pray that each one of us would see Jesus. Help the words of the scriptures come alive about Jesus being alive and he loves us. Lord, as he loves these children, we love them too. And help us to see you. Amen. Thanks for coming up and offering great answers. Now you get to go back to where you were. One of you kind souls asked a couple of weeks ago when the praise team was singing, is something wrong with Kira? Why is she sitting down? There is something greatly wrong with Kira. I will share that they are expecting. I held off as long as I could, but seeing you sit there and having a person ask me last time, I thought I'd share that with you as we come into prayer. Please be praying for the family of Sue Henry, who passed away suddenly. Family and friends, and services were held here on Friday. Jean Stom, please be in prayer for her. She fell in her home last Sunday afternoon and fractured her lower leg and has seen the doctor and will see the doctor again sometime this week or next week to see if surgery is needed. Be praying for Jean and we continue. So let's bow before the Lord in prayer. For the blessings of life that you have given to each one of us, O God, we praise you and we thank you. And we thank you for the challenge, the teaching, but the challenge of Scripture to see Jesus. We thank you for those people in our lives where we have seen Jesus act in their love and in their compassion, in their service to us and to the church and to the neighborhood, to the world. And that challenge of seeing Jesus in a church building, in a sanctuary, in our homes, in schools, and where we work, in parks, at family gatherings, places where we stand in line, to see Jesus. Because as we think about seeing Jesus, it drives home the truth that Jesus is real. Jesus is alive. And because he's real and alive, we know of your love, where Jesus sacrificed himself. On this World Communion Sunday, the call is to think about Jesus in a worldwide way. That just as Jesus is with us, Jesus was every believer and every person around the world calling us to him. Through these elements of faith that sit upon this altar, we give you thanks. Elements of faith that remind us that Jesus humbled himself and Jesus sacrificed himself because he loves each and every one. And Lord, in our worship, may we praise you for that great love. May we praise you for that amazing sacrifice. Thanking you that we have confession of sin and forgiveness of sin. Lord, we pray that in our time of worship, we would be encouraged to go forth with endurance and encouragement, with praise, so that others can see Jesus in our lives, in our words and in our actions, in the actions of our hearts. So we thank you for this time of worship. And as a congregation, we pray for the family and friends of Sue Henry, who was suddenly taken from us. We pray for your Holy Spirit to bring them peace and comfort. We pray for Jean as she endures, as she has patience toward that time of healing. We pray for Bryce and his parents as he recovers and recuperates and awaits a second surgery. We lift up to you Jeff and Laura and Stuart and Rhonda in their situations of dealing with cancer and the treatment that Jeff is starting and for the PET scan that Stuart is awaiting. We pray for Larry. We pray for Shirley and her family as she continues in hospice care. We pray for your blessing upon her. Gather together, connected in. Hear us as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. You can breathe a sigh of relief sitting in the front pew. I forgot to warn you that during one of the practices of that, when they were shaking the last one, the bell actually broke in half. It went on. You could have caught that, but it was a new handle, so everything worked good. Let's bow in prayer as we prepare to share our tithes and offerings. God, we thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us and send our way in life. We thank you for the blessing of knowing your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the encouragement and the support of a congregational family. And now we share these offerings for the blessing of children at Kajado Children's Home, for the blessing of Operation Christmas Child, and for the blessing of the ministries of this church. In Christ we pray. Amen. I invite our ushers to come forward.